round one was over. Parents won. Kids sipped.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing. That it was all started by a mouse.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Beyond.
There's a touch of madness around here.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of DDP News Today. I'm your host, Kat Dupre. And first, I want to apologize for taking a little bit of a hiatus. So some of you guys knew that I was pregnant, and I actually had a little boy. It was a month ago today on January 21st. Full disclosure, he is here. He's sitting next to me. I know you can't see me because this is a podcast, but you might hear him make a couple of noises. I'm single momming it tonight, and he's just sleeping right next to me. Thank you for everybody who reached out and wished me a congratulations. I really appreciate the support that I had from our DDP family. You guys are amazing. Now, I want to introduce, I have a special guest as always today, but today it's even more special. I have the newest host of Universal Unleashed, Ankur. How are you doing?
I'm good, Kat. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, getting used to having three. I know you have two. Man, adding a third.
If there's an excuse for missing doing podcasts for a while, I think having a baby is a pretty good one if I had to pick one.
Going from one to two was a piece of cake, going from two to three. I know some people have like different experiences, and that's okay. Everybody has different experiences when it comes to bringing babies home. The girls love him. It's me. I'm just exhausted. And so adding a third just, you know, added a little bit more to the exhaustion. But everything's good. The girls love him. But there has been a lot of Disney news that has been released really like just within the last couple of weeks. So how do you feel? Do you want to just jump on in?
Yeah, let's do it. I knew about some of this stuff, but some of it was totally brand new to me. So I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the what I think is the biggest / most anticipated piece of news. Tiana's Bayou Adventure, they announced an opening date last week. Today is February 21st. We're recording on February 21st. So they announced it last week on Mardi Gras. They actually announced a couple of different things, but I shouldn't say opening date. I should say an opening timeline-ish. So before they told us that it would just be open in 2024. So everybody was like, December, that's when they're going to open it. But now we have summer 2024. No official date yet, but it does seem construction is moving right along. And so this is earlier than what I was expecting. What about you, Ankur?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's not like they're creating a whole new ride. I mean, they had to create the story. I think they've been working on the story for a while, but you know, new animatronics, new theming and everything. It's nice when you don't have to completely make a whole new track. I've heard the track is going to be the exact same. The drop is going to be the exact same. So I'm sure that's part of why they're trying to move things a little quicker. And just because Universal down the street is showing them that you can build a whole new park in a year or two, maybe you can do a ride in a few months.
No, that is for sure. Yeah, I feel like they took longer changing from Maelstrom to Frozen Ever After. And like, this is like the quickest, like, I know they didn't have to build anything, but like the quickest turnaround that they've had in a while, I feel like, especially in Magic Kingdom, because think about how long it took to build New Fantasyland and then Tron. Wasn't there something else that was closed for a while? And
the Great Movie Ride was closed for a pretty decent time.
Oh yeah, yeah. So this turnaround time seemed, it's only been closed for a year. It closed last January. I think it was like January 22nd was the last day of operation for Splash Mountain. So for it to be roughly a year and a half, that's pretty good.
I'll take it. I mean, I love Splash Mountain. It is I'm like Justin, it's my favorite ride at Disney, but things can't be stagnant. It always needs to change. So I'm excited for the ride. I kind of wish they were doing, instead of a quick serve, I was really hoping they were going to make a really nice sit-down restaurant that was themed to New Orleans food. I've yet to ever been to, I haven't gone to New Orleans. My wife has. So I was really looking forward to something like that. I hope the food is good at the quick serve. So that's my only one sticking point about this. I really wanted a really good sit-down restaurant because God knows the Magic Kingdom could use
Yes,
them.
for sure. My husband and I were actually talking about that. Like, they really should make a Tiana's Palace. They are doing that in Disneyland, which is awesome. And I know people have like opinions, like they don't want Disneyland and Disney World to have the same thing, but I think a Tiana's Palace would be awesome. You're right. I have been to New Orleans, and being a picky eater, eating the food down there was actually really good. I found a muffaletta sandwich, which I didn't think I would like, but it was really good. Beignets are always good. Just Cajun food in general. I've always liked. So I agree with you. But maybe they'll have some good quick service options for
At
us.
least the beignets, because the beignets they have right now in Magic Kingdom aren't great. I think I just had them the last trip we were there, and they were okay.
I was watching a YouTube vlogger who got some, and he said they were like, it wasn't like a traditional beignet. It was like a cronut kind of. That's what it felt more like to him.
Yeah, I think that's an accurate description. I mean, again, I haven't been to New Orleans, so I don't know what a true beignet is, I suppose, but yeah, I don't. It's not what I imagined it to be. Let's just put it
Yeah.
that way.
The best way I can, have you ever had like an Italian zeppoli?
No.
Ugh.
Those are the
I
ones that
mean,
you get, what is it? Not for Mardi Gras, but for Fat Tuesday. You get those little, like.
So Fat Tuesday, that would be the beignets, because that's a because it's a New Orleans thing. So Mardi Gras is French for Fat Tuesday, and New Orleans, they have like they're like French kind of ish, have a lot of French inspirations, I guess I should say. So that's why it's a big deal down there. But zeppoli is basically an Italian beignet. And beignets are kind of like American donuts, but they're not as dense. They're like a lot more fluffier. And then they're always sprinkled with powdered sugar. But the ones at Magic Kingdom currently, the way that the YouTube vlogger described it, he said that it was like almost layered and flaky, like a croissant. And so that's not a really a traditional beignet. But he said it was still good. It still tasted good. It was just an interesting take.
It was still good. And it didn't even taste like the ones from the hotel that I'm blanking on now, of
Port
course.
Orleans.
Port Orleans, thank you. Yes, I had them from there, and those are really good. I mean, I'm hoping those are kind of traditional because I really like those.
Yes,
So
those are the more traditional ones.
okay, perfect. If they're like that, then I'll be happy.
Yeah. They are. So you get your butt to New Orleans sometime soon so that you can eat all the good food there. Along with the announcement of like the opening date, they also released a TikTok. Are you on TikTok, Ankur?
Sort of. I have it on my phone, but I swear I don't go on it often enough, so I keep having to update it every time I actually open it.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of bad because of its addicting properties. But Disney did upload, they upload stuff on TikTok. They also upload all the videos that they post on TikTok onto YouTube because YouTube has shorts now. That's what they call them. But it's of the Tiana, one of the Tiana audio animatronics, which looks really good. They're going back to their traditional audio animatronic where it's not the projection, like it is on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Frozen Ever After. And it looks really cool. And she's not saying anything, but you can tell that she's saying something. So you know she's going to be saying something inside the ride, which will be really cool. And then somebody pointed out that there is also in the video, which I will post after this episode posts, I'll post this TikTok on the DDP page, Facebook page. Oh my gosh. Losing words, fine. It's fine. Lack of sleep.
Post-pregnancy
But
brain.
yes, postpartum brain, baby brain. But I will post the TikTok, and I didn't notice that at first until somebody else pointed it out. But there is another animatronic in the back, and so we're trying to figure out from the back. It kind of looks like Tiana's mom, but it could just be another Tiana. I don't know. I assume that we'll have multiple Tiana animatronics on the ride. But it'd be cool to see other animatronics as well.
Oh, definitely. I think the number was something like they're gonna have 12 animatronics or some
Okay.
insane number like that. It looked great. I mean, it reminds me of the one from Galaxy's Edge on the Millennium Falcon ride. It reminds me of that one with
Hondu?
Hondo. Yeah.
Okay, Hondo,
I
sorry.
mean, yeah, it moves, very fluidly. It's also very similar to the one in Animal Kingdom. I'm a
Yeah.
much bigger fan of these animatronics because even if it goes down and you just have the audio playing, it looks a lot less weird than an animatronic with no face on it because of some other malfunction. So
Yep.
I'm a big fan of this technology. I think it just looks a lot better.
I agree. I will say I have never seen one of the animatronics down without a face, but I have heard about it, and I can just imagine maybe not as creepy as the creepy moon in Figment, but maybe a little bit.
It's pretty creepy. It's just there's no eyes, there's no nothing. You just see this blank sort of face with nothing on it. It just looks very odd. It looks like somebody who tried to paint a doll and forgot to paint a face on the doll.
That does sound creepy. So there are also a couple of other announcements along with the Tiana's Bayou Adventure. They're bringing in music inspired from New Orleans, and they're bringing back Terrence Blanchard, who helped on the mo actually helped on the movie. He's a trumpet player from New Orleans. So that's really cool that they're bringing back original people. So yeah, just lots of new exciting things. Expected for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I'm really excited. Splash Mountain was one of my favorite rides too, and one of my favorite Disney songs came from it, Zippity Doo-Dah. I had always said that I really hope that when they bring back Tiana's Bayou Adventure, I hope that they like have like an instrumental Zippity Doo-Dah or something, just like as a nod to Splash Mountain. I don't think that's going to happen because they're kind of getting rid of Zippity Doo-Dah everywhere. They've taken it out of the parade of the Festival of Fantasy parade, and there was something else where it was at, and I noticed that it was gone too, and so that was a little disappointing. But I also understand why it came from a movie that's has some issues with it, and so I can understand Disney's hesitation with that.
Yeah, I actually didn't even realize it was a part of Festival of Fantasy, and I have to go back and find an old version of it. I imagine they'll have some sort of throwback. It may not be the song. I mean, I do really like the song, but the same way maybe with Winnie the Pooh, they have Mr. Toad handing over the deed. You
Yeah.
know, I think I'm hoping they have at least some kind of
Easter
Easter
egg.
egg that I'm
Yeah.
sure everybody will find on the very first day. All the vloggers will find it, but maybe they just hide Br'er Rabbit somewhere in there, or
Yeah.
they keep Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear, or put the Briar Patch somewhere, some kind of
Yeah.
nod to it, just to make all of us old school Disney fans happy.
Yeah, I think you're right. There will be some sort of Easter egg, just like Winnie the Pooh. I kind of forgot about that, but so I kind of imagine that there's going to be an end scene where Lewis is playing the trumpet, kind of like the party scene at the end of Splash Mountain, and then they'll have a Br'er Rabbit audio animatronic. But we'll
That would be
see.
great. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, this is why I think a restaurant would be amazing. Having a band playing that kind of music live. I
Yeah.
mean, it's not really, I guess, Disney's vibe to do that kind of thing. I mean, I can't think of any place on property where you can find live music. I think actually at New Orleans, I think sometimes in the bar they have there at one of the New Orleans themed hotels, you can hear live music. But other than that, I'm not sure
Yeah,
you can
Yeehaw
hear live
Bob.
music.
Yeah, Yeehaw Bob was somebody who was always at Port Orleans Riverside. House of Blues in Disney Springs usually has live music. Sometimes they have like full-on concerts there. Which House of Blues, I'm pretty sure, sorry if this is incorrect, but I'm pretty sure House of Blues was founded in New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, it would be very on brand if they did something like that. Plus, Disneyland, or well, I'm pretty sure it was Disneyland. The Golden Horseshoe used to have a stage show with it. So, like, just bring it back.
I mean, they gotta do something different. I think something like this would be great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, if you want to learn more about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, there's a nice detailed article from Disney Parks blog that was posted last week. It was very easy to find. I enjoy getting my news articles from Disney Parks blog just because we know it's very credible, because it's coming directly from people who work for Disney, and not clickbait.
God.
kind of along with, or not along, but there were new details released about the Flower and Garden Festival. The Flower and Garden Festival is my favorite festival. What about you, Ankur?
So it's my second favorite. My favorite is the Arts Festival. Part of that may just be because it's so short. I've only gone to it, I think, twice, and it's such a short period of time, and it's usually not a time that we're there, so it's almost like a treat if we get to see it. But the Flower and Garden Festival is definitely my second favorite. I can't remember. I think sometimes, I don't know, Amy, I think, goes back and forth between whether it's her favorite or the Arts Festival is her favorite, but I'm really glad they're updating it, because I feel like the last few times I've gone, it's been all the same topiaries, all the same sort of things, but it looks like these new updates will be pretty nice.
Yeah. So I also agree with you guys. Festival of the Arts is up there as well. I'm just a big Broadway person, and so I love seeing who they have performing for the Broadway series. But yeah, so there's going to be some new topiaries, and the topiaries is why I love Flower and Garden so much. I just love going around World Showcase, and now even towards the front of the park. It used to only be in World Showcase, I'm pretty sure, when I was growing up. But seeing all the new topiaries this year, they have Groot, who's coming. He's going to be in front of Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind. It looks like they're going to have Coco and Dante from, not Coco, Miguel and Dante from Coco in the Mexico Pavilion. And then I don't know many people who have seen the movie Wish. I loved it. And so I'm very excited to see the Asha and Asha Valentino and the Wishing Star topiaries. And hopefully Asha is still meeting in Epcot as well when we go. We're going in April for spring break. And I really want to meet Asha. She's a great character, and I love her song from the movie.
Yeah, we tried to go couple of different times. It didn't work out, and then the one weekend we finally had actually planned on going, everything was set, we opened up our app for the movies and it wasn't there anymore. My kids not happy, and they've actually several times now I've asked how come it isn't on Disney Plus yet. So it's a little sad that we didn't get to see it, but we're actually going for spring break too. We'll be there the very first week of April, so I'm hoping that
we'll be there. We're gonna miss you a couple of days probably, because we'll be there from the 6th to the, hold on, I can't do math, Saturday to Wednesday, so 6th to the 10th, something
we
like that.
We are literally just missing you. We are flying on Monday and we are leaving on Saturday, because we're actually driving this trip, because for those who don't know, my wife and kids are still in Indianapolis. I moved out to the East Coast to New Jersey, and I've been kind of out here on my own. They're going to be moving out here, but not until the school year's over. So they're going to be driving down, and I'm going to be flying from New Jersey and meeting them down there. And then on the way back, we're going to drive, stop in Atlanta, and then I'm going to fly from Atlanta back to New Jersey, because the tickets were a lot cheaper. And then my wife and our kids and our nanny, if anybody's not met her yet, Louisa, who's amazing, they're all going to finish the drive back up to Indianapolis. So
I did meet her when we went to Disneyland. She was cool.
She's moving. Yeah, she's coming. She's moving with us to New Jersey. So
that is awesome. Well, congrats on that. I didn't realize that you had already moved to New Jersey. So
yeah, I moved out here in November. So I'm in my nice little small Airbnb until we hopefully purchase a house. Don't know when that's going to happen, but hopefully soon.
It'll happen when it's meant to happen.
Exactly.
you got a couple more months, but yeah, no, it'll be really fun. This is my first time going during spring break. Sorry for the tangent, guys. But you know, just like DDP today, it's a lot about Disney, a little bit about us.
Absolutely.
So this is how you get to know me and the other co-host as well. But yeah, never been during spring break, kind of nervous. And then Oliver will be 2.5 months, so that will be interesting. But we took Amelia when she was 2 months old, so it'll be fine.
It'll be fine, and at least under three, they get in free
yes,
and stuff. So that'll be great. Yep. We took our kids when they were just over, I think, a year and a half, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, going back to oh my gosh, I almost said Festival of the Arts, Flower and Garden Festival. They also, you know, no Disney festival is complete without their outdoor kitchens now. But they are introducing over 60 new items. I think I read on another article. And something that sounds interesting to me that when I was talking to my husband about it, we were both surprised it sounded interesting to me was the biscuit and gravy with Impossible chicken fried steak. And the gravy also has Impossible sausage, which I am not knocking on people who are vegans or who don't eat meat. I have never had an Impossible burger or anything. To me, it just sounds gross. So for something to sound intriguing to me that uses Impossible meat, it's pretty surprising. So, but we might be trying that.
I'm not vegetarian, neither is my wife. Louisa happens to be vegetarian, so we've been cooking more vegetarian just, you know, as she's been living with us. And I've had an Impossible burger before. I've had Impossible meat before. It's actually pretty good. Like, it's hard to really tell the difference. Like, I've had an Impossible burger at, for example, Burger King or McDonald's or wherever, but,
okay,
you know, you can tell there's a little bit of difference, but it's not bad. Like, would I go out of my way to get stuff with Impossible meat? Probably not, but I think I'd be willing to like steal a bite of this from Lisa if she got it, just to try it, because it's really not bad. It's pretty good, and a lot of these items seem really good. I mean, aside from that one, I mean, there's gonna be chicken and waffles at the Honey Bistro. That sounds great. A chocolate whiskey cake. I'm all in for that. A lot of these additions sound great. I mean, the problem with going to Disney a lot is that once you go to the festival enough times, you feel like you've tried everything. They don't change it that often.
Right.
I'm glad they're going to be doing some new things, because it's frustrating when you go to this festival and you're looking to just snack around the world and you've tried everything at the numerous other times you've been at the festival.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And also, I feel like even though the different festivals have different booths, some of it's like just a different name for what they're serving. So they always have like a German booth, and it always has I think like during Festival of the Arts, it's called a warm raclette. So it's just melted cheese over potatoes and ham. They basically have the same thing for Flower and Garden. It's just, there's bread with it as well, which I get, cause I like cheese and carbs. So
who doesn't like cheese and carbs? Come on.
If you don't like cheese and carbs, then you're weird.
I agree 100%. I mean, if you're lactose intolerant, then no judgment.
If you're lactose intolerant, but I know a lot of people who are lactose intolerant who still love cheese. So
maybe they're just willing to suffer.
Yep. Take a lactate and they're fine. Returning is the Spike's Pollination Exploration, and then during Christmas time they're going to have the Eggstravaganza Hunt. I've never actually done those the scavenger hunts, but like I said, I've done YouTube vloggers, or I watch YouTube vloggers, and seen them do it. And this is definitely something that I think our kids would enjoy when they get older. Sophia would probably enjoy it now because she's almost six, but our other two are just too young to kind of get it. But this will definitely be something that we take a look at.
We love doing these. I mean, we've done, I think, pretty much every time we go to a festival, we almost always do it. We'll check and see what the prize is first, and if it's something we think we would like or enjoy, we'll do it. Amy and I have done it ourselves when we've gone for adult trips without the kids, and then we don't have to buy them a souvenir because we get the prize from it, and we say, hey, here's your souvenir. But our kids are 8 now, they're almost 9, so they definitely love doing it. I will say check and see what the prize is, because sometimes they're great, some other times they're not as great. I have never done the one at Christmas, though. We've only been to Disney once or twice at Christmas, so I've never done the egg Easter egg hunt. I've done every single other one except for that one.
Easter will be over, so I wonder if they'll take it down. I mean, Easter will have just ended when you get there, yeah, so I wonder if they'll still leave it up there. I think the Easter eggs are super cute because they're Disney characters, like painted the colors of like the Disney characters in their outfits. So it's super cute. Yeah. So hopefully maybe it will be there when you go. And then of course, no festival is complete without merchandise. The Flower and Garden Festival mascot is the Orange Bird. And, you know, I know there is like a cult following for the Orange Bird, and I'm not knocking that. Once again, not knocking that. I just don't get it. But His merchandise is, he is kind of cute. But the lounge fly, it looks like it's a 3D lounge fly, but it also looks like, going back to, they're bringing, which is kind of strange to me, but it's fine. But they're bringing Coco as part of the theming this year. So there's, like, I won't say Dia de los Muertos. Oh my gosh, I can never say that last word. Dia de los Muertos.
Muertos.
There we go. but it is kind of springy, but it is like the skeleton faces that they have. So, you know, if that's your thing, go for it. Yeah, I probably will not get any Flower and Garden merch.
I love Coco. I don't think it really fits. I'm not quite sure what the motivation is there. The lounge fly looked nice, but I'd be worried that with it being sort of 3D, I feel like it could fall apart or something could get caught or something. That's just me being practical and coming up with an argument for why my kids or my wife can't buy that. But yeah, I like the orange bird. I think he's cute. I agree. I don't understand the obsession. I know Pete from Two Men and the Mouse really loves the orange bird.
Yeah.
And agree, there's definitely a cult following for it, but they usually have pretty cool merchandise there. So I'm interested to see what else they come up with.
If I remember correctly, there is a Two Men and a Mouse episode. Do not ask me what number, but I feel like they went into the history of the orange bird like years ago. So I'm sure we could go back and listen to that episode. Kevin, if you're listening, please post what episode it is if you remember. I got the little golden book with the orange bird, and I feel like it maybe was part of the history. I don't know. It had birds, other like Disney birds that people might recognize. There was, did you ever watch the Disney sing-along videos?
Oh my gosh, yes, I love those videos.
I
have, there's one on YouTube. They don't have all of them on YouTube, but I think a couple of them are available on YouTube.
I remember checking those out from the library. So, but you know, there was like a, was that the Looney Bird or the owl?
There's the owl that led the sing-along, and then there was, okay. I never know what was the name, but the Looney Bird who had the dunce cap on him on the side.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if his name is the Looney Bird. That's just how I, that's because he has like the crazy hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's also in it. I think other people have this book as well, but I can also post pictures of this on the Facebook page. But as I was like reading it to my daughter for the first time, I was like, hey, all three of these other birds are like, they're Disney birds, but I like don't know their names. Like, they're only true Disney fans would know that they were Disney birds, because it's not like Iago or Scuttle or like any other like Disney character birds. It's like just these
very
random birds.
Known,
yes.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Oh my god, I haven't thought about those movies in forever.
Yeah, and now I have the Disney sing along in my head. The do 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 do.
I'm not even gonna try to hum it, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so we have two more stories just that we can go through quickly, and then I have a couple of oh my gosh, rapid fire. There we go.
Okay.
So the next news story I have is coming from Hollywood Studios, a new so I want to call it a quick service, but people are just calling it a Coca-Cola service. Restaurant something just opened called Ice Cold Hydraulics. And the reason I want to call it more of a quick service is because they have snacks as well as drinks. If you know me, you know that I am obsessed with Coca-Cola. I am addicted to Coca-Cola. I have one almost every day. Fountain drink is preferred to canned or bottled. So this definitely caught my attention. But what really caught my attention was that they the snacks that they have all have Coca-Cola part of them too. So for example, their mini churros are savory churros topped with Coca-Cola and bourbon candied bacon, sriracha aioli, and scallions. And then their cinnamon rolls are also topped with Coca-Cola infused glaze and toasted nuts. So like, not only are they serving Coca-Cola drinks and slushies, they are also serving Coca-Cola treats, which just sounds amazing to me, who is obsessed with Coke.
Yeah, I can't say I drink Coke a lot, but I mean, the place sounds interesting. I like the theming because it's near the entrance, so I think it's probably near where that gas station area is where the car is near the
Yeah.
entrance. I think they're missing the boat a little bit. I don't know if this is a comprehensive list or not, but if you're having Coke and you're having also even alcoholic drinks like rum and Coke and whiskey and Coke, why would you not have a Coke float available? They have that at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And I love it there. I think they should have it here too. And they have ice cream. I mean, how hard is it to put the ice cream in the cup with the Coke?
That's true. Well, I think they're going to try to push the slushies that they have. So, they have a Coca-Cola slushie, a Minute Maid lemonade slushie, and a Fanta Blue raspberry slushie, which, okay, this tells you what kind of niche I'm in. I am a very unhealthy eater, talking to a doctor. but McDonald's has a Fanta Blue raspberry slushie and a Coke slushie. I don't think they call them slushies, though. But these look completely different and a lot better. Like, these... I really feel like the McDonald's ones are just, I don't know.
Flavored ice on top with a little bit of
yes. Cake. Yeah. And like, it's one of those ones that you can just like, it's kind of like at Starbucks, how if you get a frappuccino, when you're drinking it, you drink the flavor before you can actually drink all the ice slush stuff. But this looks more natural. It's
this,
I understand.
This is a lot better. I like Coke slushies. I mean, I've had that a couple times. I do like Coke slushies, so I think this will be interesting to try. And hey, and the slushies, they also have them with alcohol too. So I mean, knows I like a good drink. So I'll be definitely trying this.
Oh yeah, weren't you? I know Derek Pitzer is the mayor of the DDP drinking page, but weren't you the one who like founded it?
I don't know if I found it. I think I just told Justin that we should have a page dedicated to Disney drinks or Disney people who like to drink. So
yeah,
but yeah, I will bow down to Derek Pitzer. His skills and prowess far surpass mine.
You know, so most people know this. I don't drink alcohol. So I haven't. That's like the only DDP page I have not joined. But like, I'm always every beginning of Patreon when they like talk about how it's sponsored by the DDP drinking page and Derek Pitzer, I'm always like, maybe I should just like take a look on there, because you don't have to. I think somebody once said that they were going to post the recipe for LeFou's brew or something, so I was like,
ooh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, right. So yeah.
And mocktails are becoming a big thing now. I mean,
they are.
Alcohol has so many calories with it. Like, if you can become a good mocktail person, you can make mocktails that taste exactly like any other drink you're trying to make too. So maybe I'll start posting some mocktail recipes on that page. Then you'll have to join.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe I will join tonight. So we will be trying this, or I will be at least trying maybe a snack, definitely the Coke slushy. My oldest daughter does not like Coke. Like, she doesn't like any carbonated beverage, which is a good thing, and I get that. But also, I'm just like, you are not your parent's child. Like, who does not like carbonated beverages? But my 2-year-old will always try to steal a sip of my Coke. So I'll give her a taste of the slushy, or maybe I'll get them the blue raspberry Fanta to try.
She just hasn't found the right carbonated drink. That's the issue. So just let her try some other stuff. I'm sure we'll find something.
We're encouraging her to try Sprite, because if she gets sick, we want her to drink, you know, those fizzy beverages help tummy aches, but she just like refuses.
It's all right. It'll be healthy for her in the long run.
This last big story announced was a surprise to a lot of people. So I just want to tell a little backstory real quick. A couple of weeks ago, my husband has been like the one who finds interesting articles and sends them to me. But he said that he sent me like a timeline of Disney movies that are being like theatrical released. And there was one in November of 2024, and it said untitled Disney project. And he was like, I wonder what this is. Well, we now know what this November 2024 untitled Disney project is. Moana 2 was announced last week during the first fiscal quarter call that Moana 2 was going to be released in November of 2024. big surprise. We got a teaser trailer, but when I say teaser, like, that's literally, it was like 30 seconds, and we just saw Moana's silhouette. But I have some thoughts about this. Ankur, I want to know your thoughts on it first.
So I loved Moana. I thought the music was great. When you first sent this to me, I was confused because I thought we already knew about this, but I guess we knew that there's going to be a live Moana movie. And I've definitely seen some interviews with The Rock where he's talked about that. I mean, he basically looks like Maui. He's got tattoos everywhere and everything. So I was super confused because I thought, are they the same thing? But I guess after looking at the teaser trailer, no, the Moana 2 is animated and the live Moana is different. So, I mean, I love Moana. I think the movies are great. I'm worried we may be getting a little saturated with Moana. Do we really need a live Moana and a Moana 2? I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I loved Moana. The original movie. Like I said earlier, I'm a big Broadway person, Lin-Manuel Miranda. I feel like he is the new Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, even though he is just one person and not a duo. and because he did the music for Moana and then he did the music for Encanto, and like he knocked both of those out of the park. What makes me nervous about this Moana is that the music is not Lin-Manuel Miranda. And I don't know. I feel like when you are making a sequel to something, you should bring back as many of the original creators as possible. What we know about Moana 2, we don't know a lot, but Moana was originally going to have a TV show with it, and when they were showing Bob Iger, I guess, some of the episodes, he just thought it was so amazing that they turned it into a movie. So I trust Bob Iger's creative leadership. He really helped turn around Disney when they bought out Pixar and bringing in the now ousted John Lasseter, but like he really helped turn around Disney animation after their slump from the early 2000s. So I feel like Bob Iger does have some good creative leadership and sees that. But and I also agree with you. Moana, the live action Moana, has a release date of June 27th, 2025. This was announced by The Rock last summer, I think it was. So to have a November 2024 release date for Moana 2 and then a June 2025, so 7 months apart, it does seem like it might be saturated.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, you know, I think part of the success is Frozen 3, for those who don't know, is going to be also getting released in the next couple of years. I don't know what the release timeline is, but I think part of the success of Frozen was they kept the same musical core that created Frozen. And I don't know if it's Lin-Manuel Miranda who's like, I don't really want to come back for another one. I want to do something different. You know, showing my naivety about TikTok. Like, I know that the people they hire is like some famous TikTok duo, and they won some Grammys in 2022, so they obviously have some talent. I know nothing about them, but I'd be interested to find out. I'm sure the information won't be out there because Disney keeps tight leashes on everything, but I'd be interested to know, was it Disney who decided to go a different route? Was it Lin-Manuel Miranda said, I didn't want to really come back for a second one and want to do something different? It's interesting.
Yeah, I have a guess that this duo created songs for the TV show and they just used it for that.
No, maybe.
I'm not 100% sure. But that kind of makes me nervous. So I just talked about how much I loved Disney's Wish movie, which I really did. But some of the music you could tell was written by pop stars are people who like do more pop music and not Broadway music, because you could tell that it was someone doing popular music trying to fit into the Broadway niche, which, once again, love the movie, love the music. This Wish is like my new favorite, one of my top new favorite Disney songs, but some of the other songs I could tell it was like trying to fit into that cookie cutter like mission song from a Broadway or fight song from a Broadway musical, and it just like didn't work out the best. But once again, I always try to go into movies with an open mind, because a lot of times I am blown away. So we shall see.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I'm sure my kids will want to go see it in the theater, so we'll go see it. But yeah, I'm going to try to do the same thing. I'm going to try to keep an open mind about it.
Yeah. So here's, I got a couple of rapid fire news articles. So first, we know that Country Bear Musical, Country Bear Jamboree closed, and it's going through a refurbishment right now. Apparently it's going to open this summer. I don't think it has an opening date. Just kidding. It just 2024. But they sent, or they gave a little bit of details, and I want to read this, and then I want to speculate a little bit, because I love to speculate. So if you've been too busy trotting through the Wild West and have missed the news, the Country Bears are getting ready to put on a new show that pays homage to the Opry-style shows of Nashville. While the Country Bear Musical Jamboree will include Easter eggs from the beginning to the end, including a familiar tune fans may remember, the Bears will sing new reinterpreted Disney tunes in different genres of country music, bluegrass, pop country, Americana, rockabilly, and other styles. So we heard back in Destination D23, they were doing the Bear Necessities. What I want to know is what the familiar tune is, and I have a guess, in that they're going to keep the opening of the show the same, and have the, I don't know what the song's called, but it's the one that goes, the Bear Band will play now in the good old Kia G, the opening song, and with all like the five bears with the banjo and the guitar with one string, and the water jug. So I hope that they do keep that one.
So I saw this show for the first and only time, just this January for Marathon Weekend. I'd never seen it before. Neither had my wife. So we're like, okay, we need to just go see this before it closes. I don't know if it's going to be the entrance, or, I mean, my view might be tainted because I just listen to Two Men and the Mouse, and they talked a lot about this, but Blood on the Saddle, I think, is a pretty famous song from the show, so it might be that one, but I honestly have no idea. I don't know enough about this show or know it well enough to really think what is worth keeping. I definitely think there's some songs that do need to go away, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know I saw the show when I was a kid. I just don't like really remember it. You know, we went about every 4 to 5 years when I was growing up. And so there would be times that we just needed to just take a breather, go into the Tiki Room, go into Country Bears. But I didn't really remember the songs. And then when I went with my husband for his first trip, he wanted to try to do everything. And like, so like we really did try to do everything, and we did Country Bears. And I remember like just sitting there and listening to the songs with him and being like, this is not appropriate for kids.
Yeah. Amy and I just looked at each other every time songs came out. We just kind of looked at each other like, did they say that? Wow. Okay. Sure.
But I want to go back to, I've been listening, some of the songs I've been listening to, like throwback from the 90s, we have SiriusXM. So some of the songs that I was listening to in the 90s, Chumbawamba's I Get Knocked Down. That was like one of my favorite songs growing up, but my mom would like turn it off every time it came on. I now understand why. So like, you kids don't necessarily get it. So it's fine. It's fine. That's that fair. when they hear three women sing, all the guys who turn me on, turn me down, they don't understand what it means.
That song, which,
yeah, that was one of the songs.
Like that should probably just be updated a little bit. I do like the idea of, you know, again, it's always a question of why we're bringing too much IP, or Disney bringing too much IP into everything they do. But I think the concept is kind of cool, of bringing Disney songs but singing in different styles and still having the Country Bears do it. I think that's a good idea.
I agree. And they, Disney has like released a couple of different like albums where they've had different singers of different types of genres. And so like, I really enjoy that. One of my favorite is Neo singing, Friend Like Me, like super cool. Once again, not a Broadway style song. And he just put a little bit of jazz flair to it. So, I'm excited to see, and I grew up in Kentucky. I did not grow up a country music lover, but now I am a country music lover. So I'm excited to see some of the, or hear some of the songs. And I hope that they'll make a CD of it or something, or at least post the music somewhere online.
If there's a way to sell the merchandise, Disney will figure out a way to do it.
Very true. And then our last rapid fire that I wanted to talk about, I just saw this yesterday. So I don't know if your kids were ever in the Zombies movies, into the Zombies movies, but my six-year-old loves the Zombies movies. And they announced just last week that there is going to be a fourth Zombies movie. And Milo Manheim and Meg Donnelly, the original stars, are going to be in it as well. So it's going to be a sequel from the third one, where Zed and Addison are they're going on a summer trip after their first year of college. So I'll be interested to see. I do like that they are still letting the actors age and the characters age. So even though an average Disney Channel viewer is, you know, like 5 to 11, it's still, I think it's good that they see the progress of these characters.
Yeah, and my kids definitely like the music from it. I don't know if they've watched it. I know I definitely haven't watched it. All I can say is, where's my Descendants movie? I want my Descendants movie.
I agree. I think when Cameron Boyce passed away, it really backtracked things. I think there is a fourth one coming out, though.
That's what I've heard, but I've heard that for a while. So
yeah, that's true. It was going to focus on Dizzy and, what was Dr. Facilier's daughter's name?
I haven't watched them in a while, so that's too much detail for me. Other than the first one, which my kids like to watch probably every couple months or so, I haven't watched the second or third in a long time.
Yeah, Sophia went through a Descendants phase, and then she went through a Zombies phase, and I think she likes Zombies more, because I feel like we go back to Zombies more often than we do Descendants. But
I guess I should watch it, just to be a complete Disney fan. I will watch the zombie movies at some point, but I don't know what it was about the Descendants. I thought they were so well done.
Well, they were. So when I first saw the Descendants movie, it came out when I was in college, and the only reason I wanted to watch it was because Kristen Chenoweth was in it. For those who don't know, she's a big Broadway person. And so but the whole time I was watching, I was like, this is so cheesy, but I actually do appreciate it more now that I'm older. And maybe it's because I have kids, but it was well done. Like, and of course it's cheesy. It's a Disney Channel movie. I think I was just like, it was the college person in me that was thinking that these movies were, you know, fine pieces of art, and they're not.
No, they're clearly meant for like parents who can appreciate just how cheesy they are, but the music is well done. And then for the kids who are like, oh yeah, these are cool. These kids are cool, which, I mean, they're very not cool, but it was great. It was very entertaining. And I thought it didn't even drop in quality from 1 to 2 to 3. I thought they were all very similar.
Yes, I agree. So we'll see. We'll see if a fourth Descendants comes out. I hope it does. I do like the characters of Dizzy and, once again, Celia. It's Celia. That's her name. I knew it would come to me eventually. Okay, well, if you can't hear, I have a fussy baby on me. Ankur, I just want to thank you for joining me for this news. I'm excited to hear you on Universal Unleashed whenever you guys get to recording that, especially with this new Epic Universe coming. That is really exciting. And I think it gives me and Eric a reason to get over to Universal again. We'll probably have to wait until our kids are just a little bit older. I know they have a ride switch system just like Disney, but we'll still wait until they can ride the rides, but we're excited for it.
Well, I'll find a way to talk about this in Universal Unleashed, but I think the ride system or the ride switch is actually better at Universal than it is at Disney.
Ooh, yes, I do like that. That does sound better than Disney, but Disney, they have other rides that you can go ride but you know what? That's a discussion for another day. I appreciate everybody who listens to me and talk and ramble about my loves and Disney and Disney news. And sometimes we get off on tangents, and that's okay. I love talking to you guys and getting to know you. And, I hope that you guys have a great week. I will be back next month with another installment of news, and who knows, Ankur might be with me. There is a plethora of Disney of DDP hosts for us to talk to, and so I'm really excited that you have joined our DDP host family, Ankur.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, yeah. You know, not technically a DDP host, I guess, but it's nice that the Universal Unleashed family and Two Men and the Mouse and every single other podcast that's under the YDF Media can come and join and interact with each other. So I appreciate you inviting me, Kat, and man, I just can't wait for some of these things to come out. It's an exciting time.
It's going to be really exciting. And we'll have to get together after Flowering, after our respective spring break trips and see what we thought about Flowering Garden and the scavenger hunts.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone has a good night. Keep on dreaming, keep on believing, and we will talk to you real soon.
This has been YDF Media Productions.